What brought your team success tonight?
Well, we scored a couple goals early, which really helped. It's a very good team on the other side. Manitoba's like number one in a lot of things when you look at the analytics, and they're up there in like breakouts. They're out there in the goals against, PP, PK. So they're a very strong team, and I was really proud the way our guys, we took the lead tonight, and we played the right way, got pucks deep, and Primo made some key saves here to keep us in the game at the end.
And speaking about Primo, like, he's gotten a lot of starts. It's his fourth consecutive start. How do you think he's been responding during this time span?
Really good. He's 21 years old. He can play every other night. Like I just said in French there, if he wants to be a goalie in the NHL, he's got to play every other night. You want to be a number one goalie, that's, you know, you got to keep your body up to par. And, you know, he's young, he's got energy, and that's how it's going to be. So he's got to learn now. So we're going to keep riding him as much as we can.
And I want to get your evaluation of Matthias Norlander, like both in the offensive zone and defensive zone. How do you think he did tonight?
Excellent tonight. I thought he was really good on retrievals. He showed a lot more. He was a lot more assertive, getting back to pucks, and that's what we ask of him. He needs to be assertive and make plays. And he was really good on the power play. I thought he paroled that blue line very well tonight. Scored a big goal for us. And you know, he was calm with the puck, made some good plays, and you know, it's a very, very good game for him, and yeah, hopefully keeps playing like that.
And I just want to ask a question on Jesse Ylönen. Your evaluation on how his development's been since day one when you met him until his call-up?
Yeah, I thought Ylönen started the season a little slow. You know, he didn't find the back of the net for a little while, but after he scored his first goal there, it kept coming for him, and I think he's improving on his board play and his aggressiveness. I think he's learning to play in the inside a little bit instead of always be on the outside. And you know, he's a good player with a lot of talent. He's got to learn to be hard all the time, and it's something that I think it's coming for him. And we're really proud of him being up in the NHL right now.
Thank you.
For your coaches, what was your game plan going in tonight to shut down the offense from the Moose, that they are high scoring?
Yeah, a very, very good question. It was important for us to have a third man high in the O-zone and not give too many on-man rush. And it was very important to track hard, make sure that we come back hard, because if you look at their defensemen, a lot of their defense has a lot of points, so they like to jump in the play. And also in the O-zone, they like to create three high and jump behind the winger's back. So for us, it was just to be aware and making sure that we take our men to the net.